Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Friend of the show, Craig from Renmark Rocks On. How you doing?
Good, Scudder. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, we did have you here this time last year. Yeah. Because Maddie and I were getting ready to do a bit of a rock and roll dance.
Yes, and that worked very well.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
And I remember this time last year because I called you a few days before the event and said, is this still going ahead? And we weren't really sure because it was just at the start of COVID, you know,
exactly.
being a thing in the Riverland at all.
That's right. We were very, very lucky.
Yeah.
We just got that in by the skin of our teeth because at dinner time on the Friday, we thought we were pulling the pin.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the Prime Minister came on and said it's shut down as from Monday, we were back into it. So.
Oh, wow. So luckily, fortunately for us, it did happen last year. And, you know, the cars were all out and everyone's out. The markets were happening. We've got some bad news, though, for this year.
Exactly. The Saturday event, which is good for the whole area, is off.
Yeah.
Only because just with the COVID situation, it's just logistically too hard.
It's honestly, there's no point trying to make it happen because there's going to be too many restrictions.
Oh, exactly.
You won't be able to do anything.
Possibly if we lived in Adelaide, Bureau.
Yeah, well, if we were a sporting event, maybe.
Exactly.
So I'll get into that. but we are here to announce that there are some things still happening around the weekend.
Exactly. On the Thursday night, last year was the first time we'd done a Thursday night, and that worked out very well. We're going ahead, and there's more people booked for that. Friday night, we're dancing at the Greek Hall. Saturday night, we're dancing at the Greek Hall. And those two nights are both sold out.
Wow.
And we've got waiting lists.
Wow. So I know last year there were lots of out-of-towners as well come into see our region. Plenty of them still coming?
Exactly. A lot of people, I think they're just wanting something to do.
Yeah.
We've got a group from Melbourne that had been coming. They were worried they couldn't come, but they're coming. And they've booked their accommodation. They've booked things to do and things like this. So, yeah, it's great.
I think people are just, you know, it's been almost a year now and people
exactly.
Let's just book it and see what happens, you know. Yeah. You've got to get out and do something.
Well, the thing is that normally before, if there was a cancellation, the people wouldn't get their money back. But this year, because of the situation and, anything can change from day to day, is that we've said, look, if something happens, we'll give you money back this year.
So, oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, very glad to see something's actually happening in the Riverland.
Well, look, we exactly right. But we're a bit disappointed about the Saturday thing, but we thought we needed to get going on with the dancing sort of situation.
Well, you know what you're going to do now, Craig. 2022... Next year is going to have to be twice as big.
Well, I think it will be. And we've already started working on that. And our bands are in place. We've got a band coming out of Melbourne, a band coming out of Brisbane.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And I think this year, a lot of guys, there's a lot more cars getting around.
Yeah.
And they were disappointed they couldn't get them out. But, hey, it gives a bit more time to get the gear ready.
That's right. We're looking forward to 2022. It's going to be massive. But for now, Renmark Rocks On does continue Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like you just heard. Good luck with it all, Craig.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you again real soon.
Okay. Thanks, Gunnar.